Dude, we sound really good tonight. I don't know why. Like, do you ever get the feeling?
We're real sultry.
Do you ever get the feeling that sometimes you're deaf and, like, sometimes you're not deaf?
No.
Like, tonight, like, for some reason, I feel like I heard that sound in stereo for the first time.
Mm. But ears work? Got all the gunk out of your ears?
I don't know, maybe.
Got no poo-poo up in them business.
There's a callback to 9 years ago, chat. Mm. There you go. Actually 10 years ago now. Mm. We got to stop saying 9 years ago. It's actually 10. Our second season is now 10 years ago. It's not even... That's rough, dude. Yeah, hey, what's up, Acid? Good to see you. How are you? It's good to see Acid. She started a new job, so she can't see me in my stream anymore. Oh, so she's got to slum it here with us. So.
Mm.
I know, man. Mm. Hey, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. It's your favorite show on the internet, Seth and Colby Show. I'm Seth. He's Colby. We are each other's Valentines because we have to be in order for this Valentine's-themed day to work.
Yep.
So, yep,
Did
we're
you
here.
Give me a card?
Yes.
I got you a card.
Read it.
Home sense.
See? Because you are
One
my...
cup.
When I'm with you, I get the sense that I am home, and that's the size of my area. One cup. You just trying to rip my Rubbermaid lid, dude?
I did, and it's not going to work.
Don't
it's
do
real,
that.
It's real tough plastic.
Don't do that. I went early this morning, Acid, and it hadn't arrived yet, so I will go tomorrow, and it should be there. I have no doubt it's there. It probably just wasn't there at 9 in the morning, but I got to go out in the morning and get a video game anyway, so I'll check. I'll check then. So, it had not arrived when I checked this morning. I was very excited, because I don't know any idea what
it is. How's that P.O. box doing, buddy?
Dude, it is swarming with goods, dude.
Yeah.
Swarming with goods.
Goods.
Getting cereals, getting food processors, getting whatever Acid sent in me, getting junk mail for you that I immediately throw in the trash. So I took your ex-girlfriend's name off of it the other day.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did not know it was still on there.
Yeah, it was. Well, see, the thing is that, like...
I thought I opened a new one for this.
Well, apparently not. Her name was on it. Because someone, I don't remember what it was. That's really bad that I can't remember, and it was last week. Someone sent me something to the P.O. box.
I can't remember last day.
Dude, what?
What was yesterday?
Was that? Yesterday was Wednesday.
The 2nd? No, wait, the 13th? Fuck.
Who sent me something?
That person.
Dude, I...
That person with the thing sent you the thing.
Here's the problem. Okay, I need all of you to remember this, because how many viewers do we have right now? Let me look. How many viewers we got right now? 7, okay? I need people to know that when I have 7 viewers, I don't remember who sent me something a week ago.
Yep.
And I want you guys to remember that so if and when the stream grows larger, people go, oh, he's too big time now to remember what people sent him.
I
just
that?
Want you to know that I'm just
that?
An idiot.
That was Sam, wasn't it? That
was Helen's Eyes. No, that was J-Bar Homie. Thank you, Acid, for remembering for me, okay? I'm literally just dumb. I'm too dumb to remember. It has nothing to do with me being so popular, because I'm not. I just can't remember because I'm dumb.
Somebody sent you those eyes?
Yeah, I have an extra pair, too, if you want to put them on your chair.
I don't want that.
Mm, okay.
I don't want Bridget in here, man.
Bridget?
Fuck that bitch.
Is that Helen's sister?
Fuck that bitch.
Anyway, what was I saying before all that? Oh, because J-Bar doesn't know my real name, got sent to, I think that one just got to Seth. And then the people put Seth question mark on the slip because, you know, bigger packages don't go in the box.
Mm.
And so they put on the slip, Seth question mark. What pickup? He's like, I don't know. Is this your mail? And I'm like, yeah, I'm Seth. And he goes, well, it didn't have a last name on it. And I go, well, that's because I stream to the internet. Not everybody knows my name. And he's like, well, I didn't even see a Seth on the list. And I go, well, my partner, he pays for it, so I don't know what names are on there. I said, I can add and remove names right now if you want. He goes, okay. So he brings it over, and he reads your name, and he reads your ex-girlfriend's name, and those are the only names. And I said, you get rid of her right now. You get rid of her and get rid of him, too. I'm taking over his identity. No, I got rid of her, and then I added Seth. I added Chris.
It's a real sketch I added, that you can just do it. Is it just because you have the key?
Yeah, I guess so. And I got one of those faces, you know? And I added Britt. And I added Chris, and I added Z-Swigs, and I added Raptor Teeth, and I added Duo. And you know how many of those I had to spell out? And he just kept looking at me like, is this over? Is this over? No. No, it's not. It's more and more names.
You
so
get mail from Maniche.
Thank you for not having an alias. Mm. All right. I probably should have put Kolbs on there or something, but
Why?
I don't know.
So it's for any package that shows up to that PO?
Yeah.
With names on it?
Yeah, I mean, if they don't know the name, I guess they'll just write a question mark next to it.
I just stick it in there. It says the fuck P.O. box. Just stick it in.
Well, that's what they did.
Stupid P.O. box.
And then people. I got to edit your whole... I could have taken you off.
That's like, fucking
They
nuts.
Wouldn't have asked. Like well, I want your name on there.
Couldn't I come back with the other key and be like, yes. I need to remove all this bitch?
Yes, or I could give Chris the key and she could go and take all of us off, or Britt could take your key and take all of us off. Yeah.
That's fucked up,
She
man.
Could do that.
Should never have given you that key.
Why?
You're never gonna get it back.
Is that the only key?
No.
What's the problem?
I don't know. Still shouldn't have given it to you.
I'm the only one who
Changing
gets mail.
Things. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I'm trying to get the stream people Literally to send you embarrassing things, you know?
Sitting there.
I just wait for the first turd to show up and be like, that's for Colby, you know? Mm-mm. That's all I want, but it's not what I want. So, no, hey, Menace, good that. To see you. Taylor, good to see you. Still triggered Minichi. By still triggered by Sam. Is that her or you? Triggered by Sam.
What? Who?
Taylor said, LOL, still triggered by Sam. Now, granted, this was 3 minutes ago, but...
Oh, yeah, you. You were. Because Sam was the one who was saying, like, I don't like watching big screens.
Oh, I honestly had forgot that happened.
Yeah, no, that happened.
I just want...
I honestly... I brought it back up.
I don't want people to think, like, I'm too big time.
You are too big time.
I'm big, but I'm not too big for the people.
No, your ego is fucking just... Mountain high.
Yeah, my ego. Yeah, I'm not the most self-conscious person on
yeah,
the planet.
You're not wearing a shirt with your own face
Dude,
on
Dude, don't talk about this. It makes me self-conscious. I'm trying to sell some merch. Buy a t-shirt. First person to buy a Z-Swigs piece of apparel tonight during the show will get 100,000 currency in both channels. Go do it. It can't be Seth and Colby stuff. It has to be mine to prove a point.
Okay? I'll give you 1,000,000.
You don't know how to do that. Don't make promises.
I can figure it out.
Don't make promises. Do you even know the password to our Twitch?
No.
Okay. How are you going to figure it out? You can't even log in.
Figure it out.
Okay, man.
I'll hack you.
All right. That's one cool. 1,000,000. You want 1,000,000 of our worthless currency? Buy a shirt. You get it tonight.
You know what that gets you? Discounts on our shirts.
No, it doesn't.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Okay, what's this new mug that showed up?
Oh, that's not a public mug.
It's not a public
mug? It's not a public mug. Don't talk about it. I want to tell you later. Wait, I have to ask. To the person the mug is concerning, can we discuss it? Because it's a surprise.
Okay.
So if the person that is surprising...
I was going to say, I didn't even want to bring it up.
...is within earshot, I don't want to... Like, it's not like a secret.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
It's not like a CIA mug. I just, if it's a surprise, I don't want to blow the surprise in front of the person if they happen to be watching right now.
That was very confusing.
Oh, he knows. Okay, Acid, can you put the emote in the chat, please? So Colby gets a frame of reference, and chat can get a frame of reference to
yeah,
what's happening.
Since it's secret, I only got the email with the side profile of it, so I can
yeah,
saw
I don't,
like a
you,
quarter of it.
Colby gets all my emails. Okay, so the tentacles clearly aren't there, but that is an emote of her husband pooping. So the story behind that is he was talking trash or something from the bathroom, and so she opened the door to yell at him, and he's like, get out! And he like took a picture right as he was yelling. She took a picture of him, and then it turned it into her Tier 1 Twitch emote. And then I took that. It's her idea, and I took that, and I put it on mugs, and then I sold them to her directly so she can just hand them out to random people, like her friends, be like, here is a mug with my husband's poop face on it.
That's incredible.
It's kind of brilliant, right? Yeah. So she's been telling me for a while it's going, but it's not public facing.
That's a good
Valentine's
gift right
there. We're not like selling her husband's poop face. It's just for her consumption. Okay. Although I do believe she mailed me one, which I will adore and use on stream. So I'm very excited about that. Like, that's another one. Pretty sure that the name on the shipping label is going to say Z Swigs. He doesn't have a last name is going to be the actual title. So that'll be fun for the post office.
That would be.
You know, so they're gonna get to know me.
Yeah, just ignore the names. You know,
I mean, how many?
Here you go.
How many YouTubers or Twitch streamers can there possibly be at that P.O. box? Like, I'm going to go in there and be like, I work for YouTube, because I don't tell anyone it's Twitch, because no one knows what Twitch is. So I'm like, I'm a YouTuber for a living. And they all just kind of look at me like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah, whatever. Sure you are. And I'm like, just give me my mail, you tattooed jerk.
Yeah, man, just put your actual address on there.
Yeah, well, Taylor has it, so she has that power. But if she gets my address, I'm going to give her yours.
Don't.
Yep.
Don't. That's so unfair.
Why?
Shouldn't have told you what
suffering
mine was.
My suffering is your suffering.
Shouldn't have told you what mine was.
Well.
Damn goddamn wedding invitation. Which I still have not checked my mail since that happened.
You know, what's funny is that, never mind then. I won't tell that story. Yeah, go check your mail, dude. It's totally there.
Is it not there?
No, it's there. It's definitely there. You should
I
go
feel
check
like
your
it's
mail
not there.
And get the invitation. Show.
Really it,
it's
like
definitely there for sure.
Did you run out of stamps?
Awesome, acid. Awesome. Did I run out of stamps? No. It went out on Monday night. We sent them out.
Did you draw something on it?
Monday night or Sunday night. It's one of the nights. But everyone has already received it, so. Mm. Except for you, because you don't check your mail.
No, I don't. If I get jury duty, I'm fucked.
You are, actually. Mm. Yeah. I didn't think about it. I don't check my mail either. We should probably do that. I never really thought about
I'm just banking on the fact that my name's not in the system.
It's definitely in the system.
Oh, it definitely is. Oh, yeah, but I won't get picked. I'm going to check my mail tomorrow.
You got some honey? Oh, acid. Oh, this is great. Acid's below. She bought me a pie. She got me honey. She's on a campaign to make me fat, dude. Not love
Mission
it.
Succeeded.
Yeah, Taylor, your full name is your Twitch name, which I respect. Right. I also have Taylor's address, so. Yeah. You know.
Docs for docs.
what should we talk about something, you know?
Ever got a cop knocking on your door?
Because you skip. No, it's jury duty. She's talking about jury duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming for you, man.
Yeah, no, I'm going to jail if that happens.
I don't think that's what happens, right?
I think that's what happens.
I don't think cops have enough time.
I'm pretty sure they have all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
If you just don't respond to jury duty?
If cops didn't have time, there would not be traffic tickets.
No, that's what they're doing instead of doing jury duty stuff.
Yeah, you know what else they could probably get? They fine me for not showing up for jury duty more than a goddamn traffic ticket.
No, I think what happens if you miss jury duty, they probably put a warrant out, and then they only like do something with the warrant if you get pulled over or something. But I don't think they hunt it down. Mm. You know, because like Matthew had that warrant out. Remember?
How do you take care of a warrant?
You go to the courthouse,
and then you like pay the fine.
Yeah, I think the ones that they don't hunt you down for is all just fine stuff. Yeah, I think that's how it is. So,
yeah, I can't tell you the last time I checked.
Menace just said that he ignored it. He just rolled the dice.
He's in New York. They don't give a shit. There, the cops are too busy.
Well, they're not busy here, but they're busy in New York.
They're busy in New York solving the mafia murders and shit, man. Here, they're like, this guy's driving too slow on Kellogg with his tractor.
Hey, that's a serious problem, man. You know how mad you'd be if you were behind that tractor?
I would be very mad.
You would be very angry. As long as you don't get in trouble with the law after the warrant expires, you're good. Wait. Is Menace saying...
Warrant expires? So he's just betting on the fact that he's not going to get pulled over for
that? Yeah. Well, he walks everywhere, takes public transport. Just can't pee in the subway, he'll be fine, right?
You're good.
So are you telling me that it's like the Wild West with those non-violent warrants and that they have an expiration date and if you just dodge the law long enough, you'll be fine?
Yeah.
They'll just be like, whatever, dude, his bounty will wore off.
Sure.
That can't be right.
That can be right, man. There's got to be some sort of...
Why are we listening to Menace? He's not a lawyer.
Maniche has no idea what he's talking about.
If someone showed up at your door, they're like, sir, you have dodged jury duty 45 times. What's your excuse? You're like, I just don't check my mail. And he's like, that's not a good enough excuse. You're like, well, this accountant I know in New York City told me that as long as I avoid you, you can't do anything, so I do not invite you in. And then you, like, close the door in his face, like... That's your right as an American, right?
Oh, I think so. You just slam that cop's face, like, right when his face is right in the door frame, so you really hit him on the nose.
Right. Like, I'd be like, you got a warrant for that?
Yeah.
So is a warrant... Warrant is for arresting you, and then warrant is also, like, just to do something. Like, if I got a warrant to look in your house, I also got a warrant to arrest you. I got, like... We should use the word warrant more often for, like, things we're doing.
Yeah, warrants.
Like, I got a warrant to go live, bro. You know, just... Yeah. Pretty sweet.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
That's
a dumb word to use.
No, that sounds really
cool.
Real intense, dude.
Use that stupid.
You know that subreddit, I am very badass? You know that one? That's what those people would use.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
The warrant word. Please don't.
Please shut your mouth.
All right. Okay. Well, then. We'll just talk like Brits. We will. That'll solve all the problems, won't it, Governor?
It won't. I ain't bringing it. Nope. I'm not doing it. Not a dancing monkey. I almost said that.
You want to do it, though.
Controlled.
You're not, I'm not, you don't have to do it.
Almost said it.
Just do it because you want to.
Nah, how about that Frozen 2 trailer, man?
You're just looking at the tabs up there. We can't watch them out of order.
Oh, did you get that, too?
Yeah, I haven't have you seen the Aladdin one yet?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Aladdin.
Aladdin's dumb, man.
Oh, that's right. It's Acid's birthday today, by the way.
Blue Genie, happy birthday.
Not to
you. You don't deserve the rest of the song. Well, she might.
I think she does.
I was just trying to. And no British accent.
That's two things.
Doesn't it feel burnt? Don't you feel burnt about it? I'm burning everybody up in this bitch. I'll do country all day.
I don't know what's happening. Hey, man. You know, you did something really cool for me this week, and you don't even know what you did.
What I do? Because I have no idea what the fuck you talk about.
I'm slightly, and by slightly I mean heavily, obsessed with City Skylines right now.
Oh, shit. Oh, like, shit! You know the one Reddit that I follow constantly and always check?
City Skylines.
Bam!
Dude, they have the, so, have you heard of Xbox Game Pass? It's Netflix for games. It's not monthly games. Well, it is. It's like PlayStation
they
Plus.
Stay on there for
it's
a month or multiple. Or
right, like Xbox Game Pass is $10 a month, and you get basically every first party Microsoft game. So every Halo, every Gears of War, every exclusive that they have is just on there, and then you could, and they're on there indefinitely. Okay. So you could just play them and download them and play them. And there's a lot of indies on there as well. And so is City Skylines. And so I got it because it's $10 a month, and like literally the Metro games that I played, Hellblade's on there, Ori's on there. Like, these are all games that I would go rent.
Yeah.
They're on there. It's $8 to rent a movie for 5 days or a game for 5 days. It's $10 a month, and I'm going to use it all the time. So it pays for itself.
That makes sense, yeah.
So I got it, and now I moved the Xbox out to the other room, and now I just sit there and play City Skylines at night. And it is glorious. Mm-hmm. Instead of working, building a city, dude. Yep. Making my city the best city.
See, now, that's the only problem, though, is that you're doing it on the Xbox.
I know. I don't.
PC,
well,
Master Race, bro.
I don't have a PC, man. I can't play PC games. I mean, I could. It's not free.
I'm telling you, it's so much. Well, that's a good
point. I would have to buy it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure it's better. But
yeah,
it's pretty good
Steam
on the Xbox, man.
Well, see, that's bullshit. The base game sucks ass.
Well, I don't know. I'm having
base
fun.
Base game sucks ass.
Well, what's so good about the DLCs?
You get way more models, way more realistic textures. Make it look real as shit. You
well,
can
it looks
detail
pretty real for me
as much as you want. No.
What do you
go
mean,
to that
no?
City Skylines Reddit and then look at that and compare it to yours, and you're gonna be like, oh man, I am like living in fucking 480p, man. This is 1080 right here.
Let's see what Xbox One, because it's the Xbox One edition. So I'm curious if it's like better, you know?
No, it's not. No.
Let's look.
I mean, the game's fine. Game's fine by itself, but you get the mods. It's like adding, you know. Let me get an example. It's like getting the iPad, the brand new iPad.
Mm-hmm.
You get the iPad with City Skylines, but then like the pencil and the case.
Okay.
You know, are like, speaking of which, I got a new iPad.
Yeah, see, the first DLC is called After Dark, and it adds a casino and a luxury hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I want that. Now, see, I do have the day-night cycle. I have that.
Yeah.
Snowfall's number 2 adds Winter Thieves, Trains and Streetcars. I don't have that.
Okay, no, these are all the paid ones.
Right.
You don't want the paid ones.
I do.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, there are mods. I can add mods.
Can you?
I can. It's available.
I mean,
available.
If that's the case, then yeah, the Steam library for all the fucking, that for City Skylines, oh my God.
Cable cars,
oh
blimps.
My God.
Okay, I don't want the Natural Disasters one.
No, that one's kind of just bullshit.
Yeah, I don't want my city to get blown up.
Right.
I get mad when it rains.
Yeah.
Like, I want to just build my city and have no problems.
You could definitely turn that off.
That's what I want, you know?
You could turn that off.
Green cities. See, I think I have green cities. I have a theme park. I gotta buy some of this, dude. I gotta buy some of
this.
This
is a great fucking game to just sink your life into.
Dude, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
It's much better than Sims.
You played a lot of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what
and
I
then
thought.
I got to the point where my computer was chugging because I was.
You had such
I
a
had
big city.
So many mods. I had so many like graphic enhancers. Like I couldn't run it. Yeah. And then I was like, then I don't want to play because I'm watching all these goddamn YouTubers that are like fucking detail, like real life goddamn Google Earth kind of shit. And I'm like, I can't do that, so I don't want to play. I gave up.
Okay,
I would
not,
rather watch somebody
I'm not
play
gonna look,
it with
then.
Full. Don't look.
I'm not going to look.
Don't look.
It's
going to
ruin
it.
I mean, it's a little ruined that I looked at these DLCs.
Don't ruin it.
It's a little ruined that I looked at the DLCs. Did you? I almost killed my entire town, by the way, on accident.
How?
So, you know, you are familiar with water towers?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're not supposed to plant them on industrial land?
Yeah.
So when I picked the water tower, it showed the dark land that was polluted, and I thought that meant need water. And so I put like...
So you made everybody sick?
I put like 15 water towers up. Yeah. Like literally the places that shouldn't have the water towers is the place I put the water towers. So I'm like, all these light areas, they're fine. They don't have a drought.
You're dumb.
So yeah, I poisoned my entire city. I poisoned the whole... like. The entire population just
Ghost
had
town.
Sick, you know?
Yeah.
And then so many people died. I built like 6 or 7 new hospitals. They're like, now that the plague's over and my population was cold, like, my hospital availability is like 40,000 and my sick people is like 2K. I will never need another hospital.
Yeah, you're good.
But
you're good.
A lot of my populace died.
Yeah, I kind of built Denver one time.
That's smart. Building like a real city?
I did remake like downtown Wichita.
Yeah, see, here's the problem with it. Because I don't know anything about city skyline. So the problem I had was that I just kind of started building.
Mm-hmm.
And like I had like this bastardization of like a turn piece for like highways and stuff. Because you can't build like clover turn things until like later into the game with population gets higher and you unlock newer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I just started building, and so I've had to go back and just remove tons of junk.
Well, you can build them, but yours are going to be much more dirty than the ones that are already
preloaded.
Well,
it's not that, but it's like, also, I didn't know how, like, transit systems worked,
mm-hmm.
So, like, I just started building bus lanes, assuming that meant a bus ran down it. It's not. You have to put a bus line in there. Yeah. And, like, so I just built my entire city... Not wrong, but it's very experimental. But the problem is I'm very attached to my city.
Banished.
Like, I feel...
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Like, if I started over right now with a new city, I could make a metropolis of amazing value. But my city now, man, I can't abandon it. Like, you know? It's hard. I love my city.
I can't remember the plug-in name or whatever it is. But, yeah, there's a mod that you can get that allows you to go to each intersection and, like, turn... Like two lanes or stops.
Yeah, you can do that. I can do that in my game.
Really? That might be a new thing. Or that might be with the mass transit app.
I can do that in my game.
But then Road Anarchy is another great one. That one allows you to actually like alter like the hills of how it auto builds the roads and stuff.
I can do that too. Like lower and raise them. I can do that.
A lot of the plugins were like
yeah, they probably added a bit. Yeah,
and then, yeah, it's gotten so big they might have
patched them
in.
Well,
then maybe you're good. Maybe you're good.
I mean, I'm not gonna look at the graphics.
Yeah, because the base game when I had it was a little messy. But
right,
they might have cleaned it up.
Yeah, I would assume they keep doing it. But I mean, first of all,
well,
my city is not trash. Okay,
you
stop talking trash about my city, Vista de la Grande.
I looked at Banished, but it was more of like it's like an apocalypse situation.
Yeah, I don't want no Mad Max city.
You gotta build
city.
Everything out of wood and crap.
Wood? Yeah. I want steel. That's what I want. I want beautiful
American
steel.
I also
want
to click build and for it to be there. That's also why I can't play
I really love that you just like, okay, this is residential, and then here all the buildings just pop up. Yeah, that's great. I love it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
It's a lot better than City Skylines when you have to or Sims when you gotta like wait.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure that you have a good have to have a good balance in this one too, but still.
Well, yeah, I mean like some things are like you build too much commercial, there's not enough customers, you know, but there's a learning curve, but I figured it out pretty quickly. The only thing I don't know is like, is there a way to like make your industrial areas not pollute the dirt and turn them into brown mush?
There's a mod.
Okay, so no, there's
not.
No,
there's not.
I mean,
you
I don't...
You just gotta position it right.
Oh, I mean, I do. I put them all on the other side of the train tracks. That's what I was doing. Before stream today, I had 20 minutes where I played City Skylines, and I demolished my industrial area that I had at the start of the game, and I'm relocated now that I can buy larger plots of land to the other side of the railroad tracks. Because I feel like railroad tracks equal industrial area. I'm just going to move them all over there.
That makes sense.
I also have so much garbage. There's just always trash trucks. So many trash trucks all the time. It's people making garbage, man.
Yeah.
They got to stop making so much garbage.
There are a lot of qualms to the game, yeah, but
I mean, love it.
It's fun to just waste your time.
I almost killed my entire town, so that was.
Did you miss the part where I told you I got a new iPad? Did it scam over your brain?
Yeah, I thought you were just talking about a new iPad. No, I didn't realize that you had acquired one.
I got one. That's why it was on my brain.
Okay, all right. Well, you told me you were trying to get one, so congratulations, sir. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
I've been drawing on it, man.
Taylor, stop talking bad about. Why is she roasting me so much, man?
You want to see a drawing I did on it?
Yeah, sure.
With my Apple Pencil.
Just move on past your favorite Taylor. It's fine. Whatever.
That's cool.
Oh, you got an Apple Pencil, too.
Oh, yeah. And a keyboard.
Did you get AirPods, man?
I have AirPods.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry. I forgot. Yeah. You got a flex, brother.
Sorry, man. You brought them up. You flexed for me.
Well, you're just going to look like such a jerk just sitting there typing on your iPad with your AirPods in, playing with your pencil.
Yes.
You got to start wearing, like, really tight pants. Your hair is actually already hipster.
Yes.
You're a hipster douche.
I am. I'm an Apple hipster douche. Except I will stab every other person that I look that sees like me. What? That looks like me.
Yeah, you hate hipsters, but you are a hipster.
Oh, wait. No, I should put it in the Discord. That's what I should do. You can get it on the other thing. Hold on.
Yeah, that'd be.
Hold up. Wait. Smoke weed every day.
Oh, my God.
Send. Yarp.
Where'd it go?
Yarp.
Oh, you DM'd it to me. Okay.
Yarp.
Oh, naked lady, Colby. This woman, she has no breasts.
I didn't need to draw the fucking breasts. I was working on the face. Also, ignore the weird neck, because the photo I was going off of was at a weird angle. I didn't nail it right. Look at the face.
I can't stop looking at her chest.
First attempt, man. Look at the face. I'll erase more of the bottom part. How about that?
This is the only part I can see.
Stop it. Why are you focusing on the bad part?
There. Is that better? Is that better? I mean,
yes.
That looks good.
Thanks, man.
I don't know why. I mean, I guess here's what's like. I'm so jaded by your good work. I just don't even like. I'm just like, okay, yeah. I mean, I guess it's impressive you did it on your iPad.
I drew that's
what's
my
impressive.
Fucking hand.
Yeah,
but bro.
I've seen your drawings before on paper, and they always looked good.
Yeah, but this one is like clean.
This is the equivalent of when I make you listen to my radio shows and be like, "Tell me I'm great." You know, I've never been in this position with you. You're always so confident. I do that all. I don't do it anymore because I know he hates it. But I used to do it all the time.
Bitch.
At some point, he just started being like, "This sucks," and so what? I would show you something I did that I was proud of. You're like, "This is terrible."
Oh yeah, no, that's to clearly get under your skin.
Yeah, I know it is. So I stopped showing you all together, which is a win-win for both of us because then my fragile ego isn't hurt, and you don't have to suffer through my bits.
I like your bits.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Don't lie to me.
They're the best.
That's good. I'll pump the brakes.
They're the best thing ever.
Look at that, man. Look at the beautiful.
Yeah, man. I like it. Like, around the eye, the like
how
right
does,
underneath
how does
the bottom
shading
of the
work?
Eye.
Because, like, right, even right there, there's, like, some black.
Yeah, man. Procreate. Procreate is the app I use.
Like, there's some. I
they
see
have,
some shades
they
like
have
here.
They have literally 1,000 brushes that you could choose
yeah,
from.
Yeah, but do you do, like, layers, or can you, like, smudge it?
Yeah.
Dude, that's...
I smudged the background. That's what that is. That smudged it.
That's insane.
But no, yeah, the airbrush is what I used for the shading. I used an ink pen to do the outline. I sketched the whole thing first with the sketch pencil, and then I just inked over that.
And then you just turn off the sketch when you're done?
Yeah, and then I added color into it.
That's
gotta be
stupid,
some
man.
Organized. But yeah, man, it's fucking legit. Also, the keyboard, fantastic.
Really?
Yes. So much. It was literally that. It's literally that.
Okay. I do like that.
It doesn't have a battery. It uses like 3 dots.
He's pointing to this, by the way.
On the back of the
iPad.
Yeah, because
it takes the battery from the iPad, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very glad I got the new one and not the last gen. Because this one has like the...
It has the pressure sensors and stuff in it too,
well,
right?
So does the other one, the one right before. But the Apple Pencil, to charge the Apple Pencil before this one, you had to stick it in the bottom of it.
Right.
And just have it stick out. And you can just judo chop that thing and break the fuck out of your $120 pencil?
Yeah, it's a pencil that costs
$100. Dude, it's $100. That's fucking ridiculous.
That is, man.
It
is.
Great, but like I'm twirling it in my hand like it's a normal pencil, and then I have to remember this is $100.
No, you don't. You're a hipster, man. You live in the now. Twirl.
I ain't buying another one. You kidding me? That thing's gonna last me till I die.
Twirl it, man.
Britt got all jealous, so I whipped out my iPad Mini from 2012.
You should bring out the iPad that you used to, like, cut your weed on.
I don't even know what that is.
That's my favorite one.
That was $900 when we bought
that. Yeah, that was a Gen 1 iPad.
Yep.
The very first one that came out. And I was so jealous because I could have used it for work. Mm-hmm. And this was, like, 4 years later. I'm like, hey, man, can I use that iPad for work? Because what it did, like, I have one now that I use on stream. But before I had that, I wanted one for Duo Studio, what we called the Dudio.
The Dudio.
And I was like, can I use that for the studio? And he's like, no. No, you can't. And I'm like, what are you doing with it? And you said,
I might use it.
You would never turn that thing on. It hasn't turned on in 10 years. It literally was an ashtray. That's what it was, a $900 ashtray.
We definitely rolled some blunts on.
Oh, a million of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Made you feel like a gangster. That's the equivalent of lighting money on fire, rolling your blunts on top of an iPad.
It really was. I feel really bad about it.
But I could have used that at the studio, man.
That's unfortunate for you, man.
How's your leg, dude?
It hurts. My left knee hurts when I sit on my ass all day. I sat on my ass all day. I'm sitting now.
You want to do a stand show? We could do a stand show. We got our booms could go up to our mouths. You want to do a stand? We can do it.
This is much better.
You like this?
This is a weird fucking angle. I don't like it.
There we go.
I really don't like it.
All right. So it's weird because we like look at the camera now.
It's
much
more comfortable, but oh yeah, we're looking down to it. Is that a power complex? You think
that we look down to our audience?
Down to it. We look at it more.
I think we need to turn this on for backlight.
Oh, do we?
I think so. Hold on. I think we need some light.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Getting this lighting, this mood.
We gotta turn some light on here. Yeah. You know? It's a power move.
It's a power move.
Chat, don't you? Chat. Don't you ever disrespect me again, chat? Because I will come at you now that I can move. I can't see my legs moving.
You missed the best part. Yeah, it was all dead.
See, we could do like real. Here, hold on. Let me turn.
What are you turning? All I'm seeing is straight boob.
There, I'm turning this.
That was next.
I'm turning my mic up, so now we can actually like move a little bit around.
We can get
like it's like a morning show. Like I feel like we need sound like chicken sound effects and stuff. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
My mic just drooped.
I don't like this. Yeah, that's right, Taylor. You don't like this.
You don't like it because you don't like being the submissive, do you, woman? No, you like being the dominant. But now we're the dominant. That's us. Just call us dominant.
I got too close. I think I ruined it.
I think you should embrace it.
My knee feels great, though.
Okay. All right, man. Well, I don't know. It's going to be very weird playing Detroit like this, but...
Yeah.
I'm too tall. I'm a little bit... It just, you know what?
Why you gotta be tall?
Let's just do this. Just talk both into yours.
That's too.
I think this works fine. You know, and then we can actually move the camera like this. Zoom in.
Oh, God. This is too close.
There.
What is this show? I regret this.
This is great.
I regret.
This is great. You wanna watch this?
You're in my left ear, I'm in my right. I don't like it. Don't like it.
It's sonically viable, man.
Yeah, man, I don't like it.
No, it's Tony
Pete's podcast.
Well, Taylor knows how to ruin it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's true.
Now that it's Tony P's podcast, we don't want that, man.
Right at her balls.
Don't point down. I'm not wearing pants today on stream.
So I got pants.
Are we sitting? We done?
Pants. Yeah.
We're done. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well hold on. Let me adjust my gain.
There you go.
No, that you turned me off. Yep. It tells you how loud your mic is. That they could still hear me, even though you turned me off.
I didn't touch anything.
You turned me all the way down.
I didn't turn anything off.
You turned me down.
I didn't turn nothing off.
You turned me down, and I'm offended.
Look at that. Look at me almost getting the placement.
Too far.
Perfect.
Get it right, but a little... That's good. That's good enough.
Yeah, we're good.
It's a little too low, but we'll live with it.
A little too low? I can put it up.
I'm a little too low. A little too high.
God damn it.
What, like, you see the Destiny logo?
Bam.
You want that, like, right underneath our tip bar. Keep going. Yeah, right there. That's good. A little higher would be great, but that's fine. It'll work. It'll work. It's good enough for today. Perfect.
Bam. Look at that placement.
Dude, we're so...
Oh!
God, what a show. What a
professional.
Show.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Okay. You want to watch the Aladdin trailer? I haven't seen it.
Let's watch it, man.
I haven't seen it.
You're going to hate it.
I can't wait. I mean, everyone tells me I'm going to hate it, so I kind of want to like it just to be a...
Probably, yeah. You're the hipster.
I love Disney, man. Dude, I love Arabian Nights, man. Often than not.
Dude, listen to... Hey. Listen to this, Jafar.
Okay.
Bring me the lamp.
Bullshit.
Bring me the lamp.
Can you bring it to me, please?
Sir, I would much require
the lamp.
Have you ever wanted a lamp? Because I want it.
The lamp is? Because
the lamp,
let me tell you,
must be special because it's in this tiger over here and I want it.
Okay, now wait. All right. Is this a gay or nerd impression?
At least it's not Japanese. You know, I'm fine with it. Okay.
I was gonna say,
it could be
nerdy
worse.
As motherfucking shit, man.
Could be worse.
Bring me the lamp. I am very intimidating.
I like the camel.
Bring me the lamp. Your life begins now. Aladdin.
Okay, you know. Like a boo. He looks great.
Do you think... Hey, go back. Wait, what? Let me look at the monkey again.
Okay.
I didn't even notice the monkey. I literally watched this like 5 seconds. Is that a real monkey or is that a CGI
monkey?
It's
probably a blend, right?
I think it's all CGI, man.
That could be.
Yeah.
How do we know he's real?
We don't. His face looks very airbrushed.
Yeah.
Aladdin.
They're going to change his voice.
But the songs are so good.
So much of this movie.
Raja looks great, dude. He's got curly shoes.
You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamp, none of that ringing a bell.
I don't know.
That's shit CGI.
I mean,
that looks horrible.
I mean, I've seen worse.
Yeah, you've seen worse, but you've seen better. Like, Thanos exists, and you're going to tell me, why'd they make him fat, man?
He does look fat.
Why'd they make him fat?
Well, because he's fat in the movie.
No, he's big. He's wide.
No, in the cartoon,
buff.
He's fat.
No,
he looks like a cloud.
No, he ain't fucking fat. That looks.
I mean, he looks. I think that's the problem.
Ripped. A little ripped in the back.
I think that's the problem. What? I think he's ripped fat. Yeah. I think that our brains don't accept it because he's got Will Smith's ripped body.
He is not fat in the cartoon.
He's pretty fat in the cartoon.
No, he is not. He goes like this, man. He's the fuck. He
looks like a cloud. He's a cloud.
He's got huge pecs, a big old back, gigantic ass shoulders, and then like the tiniest fucking waist you could ever imagine. That all down there, big old fat man. His chest is protruding. No, his gut is protruding from his chest.
You know what it is? I think, okay, this is not an insult to you, because you're going to agree with it.
Why the fuck does he look that bad, man?
This looks like if I asked you, let's say we lived in Manhattan, it's 5 years ago, okay, and we're in the studio, and I'm like, you know what would be cool for our show tomorrow? If we had this design of Matthew. Can you get it done by tomorrow? And I tell you at 2 p.m. And you're like, yeah, I can do it real quick. And then this is what you throw together in 2 hours. It's good enough,
here,
you know?
Actually,
but this is a Disney movie. It has $1 million.
I just thought
$1 billion.
Hold on. Doesn't the genie, like, change his form, like, a whole lot?
Well, yeah.
Right? Like, he turns into shit with his face and stuff. Like, this might just be a bad version of it.
I want to know the Tupac version, to be honest.
Now I know I'm dreaming. Master!
Look at him!
I think you might realize...
Big old top, little tiny waist.
Yeah.
He ain't fat.
I illuminate the power.
awesome.
I mean, his head is small. They shouldn't have tried to do a stylized cartoon version of Will Smith. Just put Will Smith in it. Yeah. Why would...
Whatever it was that they put in the
They'll
thing,
fix it, right?
Yeah.
They'll fix it.
Oh, yeah. I would just put him... I would change Will Smith
You think
blue,
Will Smith will become a rocket?
Just his blue. Yes.
I mean, if that
I'm
happens...
I'm actually thinking that's what it's kind of
If Will Smith
in.
Turns into a rocket, I'm going to be hyped. Like, if they just recreate this entire scene, that'd be sweet. Yeah. The problem is Will Smith going to sing this? How is he going to do Robin Williams?
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir. We pride ourselves on certain...
This might be the greatest Disney character ever.
Yeah.
Because of Robin Williams' performance.
It's true dish about a little more baklava. As I'm a column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood.
This is so good. He's going to rap it? God. I don't know, man.
Dude, that's going to be a hard movie to redo, man.
The songs in the movie, though, are so good that, honestly, I'm going to go see it just for hear the songs on the big screen, you know?
I mean, got to put out another trailer.
Or maybe not.
I mean, you think that they heard that backlash and someone picked up the red phone and they're like, hire 6 studios to fix Will Smith. And then they did it, because it's Disney.
Well, it's 4 months away from release, though.
It's Disney.
4 months?
They could make a movie and they could shoot this whole movie in 4 months, I think, if they wanted to.
If they wanted to,
yeah.
But shit.
I mean, people are already
they're gonna redub every single one of Jafar's lines if that's how he sounds in the fucking movie.
I think that might just be because he sounds so menacing in the first movie. Bring me Prince Abubu. Like,
not bring me a Prince Abubu.
What about Gilbert Gottfried, man? Is he in the movie?
He might be.
I want to know who does the voice of the bird.
That's pretty good Gilbert Gottfried, actually.
Dude, it kills my throat.
I bet.
Like, you know me, I can do a lot of voice without any throat problems. Gilbert Gottfried gets me.
Yeah.
It's all in the throat.
It's all in the throat.
It's all in the throat.
It's all the rasp.
I can't do it that long or I won't be able to speak for the next week.
But it's worth it for entertainment, so it's pretty.
I don't know. I'm definitely not like hype about it, but
I'm hype for this. I don't know. Here's the thing. It's very weird because I'm hype for it because I want to see that type of thing. Like the Prince Ali, like Menace is like the Prince Ali song should be epic. Like, you remember that one? There's marching elephants, and there's like...
I don't remember the first Aladdin at all.
I gotta show you Prince Ali.
Like, literally at all. Doesn't he turn into a gigantic, like, turtle island in one of them?
A turtle island? I don't know. I've never seen the sequels. They don't count. Man, look at this, man. Make way for Prince Ali, mother.
Jafar, you must come and see this.
You know, Jafar sounds like the Sultan.
Make way for Prince.
Like, you think they're gonna do this in real life, dude? Like, there's just dudes sword dancing, naked ladies twirling cloth.
In the old bazaar.
Hey, you!
Let us through, it's a bright new star. Oh, come be the first on your block.
I don't remember this at all.
Dude, this is probably my favorite song in the thing.
Ring bells, bang the drum. Are you gonna love this guy? Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababa.
Look at him, dude.
And your friends show some respect.
So good. And he turns a poo into an elephant.
Brush up your Sunday salon and come and meet his spectacular coterie. Prince Ali, mighty is he.
Now, you know, the same people who wrote this music also wrote the music for Frozen. Like, can you imagine being that talented? You write amazing musical hits for 20 years. Also, that is, by the way, the reason I've been saying swords for 30 years of my life.
Swords?
Because that guy says swords, and I'm stealing that bit, Robin. That's mine now.
Fabulous, Harry. I love the feathers. When it comes to exotic type man moves.
Like, I just can't imagine Will Smith pulling that off, right? But that's part of the song.
Prince Ali, handsome as hell.
Like, that is a man with women's breasts. I don't think that'll fly in 2019.
No.
Well, get on out in that square.
Or it might. Who knows?
Chuck, gawk, and grovel, and stare at Prince Ali.
Okay, so my point is, I'm really curious to see how they do that in real life. but I'm also now worried because the simplest thing, Genie coming out of the bottle, kind of is a little nightmare fuel. So, like...
They've been turning him into Shrek.
This is either going to be the greatest thing I've ever seen. Did you see? I put a meme in Discord of him as Shrek. Like, it's either going to be the greatest thing we've ever seen, because it's got to be that in real life, or it's going to be the worst thing that destroys our childhood.
Yeah.
Or my childhood, because apparently you don't remember.
I mean, no, I don't remember.
Watch Aladdin, dude. It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's a classic. Les Gilbert did it!
I just remember that the song on the carpet is kind of a little rapey.
Dude, all of those old Disney movies are a little rapey because there's no character development for the women whatsoever.
A little bit.
It's like, oh, I don't like him. All right, let's get married. Like, that's literally the character development that goes on. Takes her on one carpet ride.
He's sensitive.
Dude, like, that's why I liked Beauty and the Beast, the live-action Beauty and the Beast, better than the cartoon one, is because they gave Belle some backstory. They made her more than a cardboard person who's like, hey, I fell in love with this bison man today. You know, like, hey, why does she love this bison? Because Gaston's pretty great. I might be a little bit in love with Gaston, you know?
Gaston's all right.
I'm just saying.
He's all right.
Like, most of them are that way. I like Pocahontas because she's... It's a movie about her instead of it being about a girl falling in love.
Yeah.
Even though Mel Gibson plays John Smith. And once you learn that fact, it kind of ruins Pocahontas a little bit for you. Gaston was every football playing turd I went to high school with. No one catches balls like Gaston, gets first downs like Gaston, will crush the running back under his pecs like Gaston. I get touchdowns when I'm not even playing. I know. I love Disney movies, man.
That's impressive.
What can I say, dude?
Can you redo the Duel of the Fates?
How come they didn't cast me to be the Sultan?
I don't know.
It's because I can't grab a beard. Ruined Aladdin and Pocahontas in one night? Listen, we're not ruining them, okay? These are just facts that we chose to forget because we were children. And once you're an adult and you learn... that Mel Gibson plays the lead. It's a little disturbing, all right?
Mel Gibson's great.
But just around the river bend, top 10 song all time.
His view on Jews?
Yeah. Oh, you like that, Chuck. Perfect. Okay. Yeah. You Chuck and Gilbert Godfrey, Chuck. That's what we should do from now on.
Chuck and Gilbert Godfrey.
No, you have to do Chuck. I'm Gilbert.
Oh, I'm Chuck.
I'm Gilbert.
Oh, this is a great show, isn't it, Gilbert?
Do you think it's coincidence that they came out with the Aladdin trailer? And then everyone pooped on it. And then they're just like, do you feel like there's also a button he hits? It's like, release the Frozen trailer? I haven't. Have you?
Yes.
Is Finn in it?
Who?
The reindeer?
Yes.
Okay.
It's dark.
Oh, it's dark.
It's kind of dark.
This is a dark Adele Nazim.
Look at that, though, man.
Already looks better than Aladdin, like, and this is fake.
It looks like they just placed a CGI character in real life. Like, look at the goddamn beach. The pebbles on the fucking beach, man.
Is that photogrammetry or whatever?
It must be, right?
She Jesus? Are we supposed to think she's Jesus?
She can freeze the water, man.
Well, of course, that's her power. I'm more concerned that her dress is part of her skin.
It is very tight.
She's got the same powers that Frozone does, dude. Where is my super suit? It's leggings on her boobs. There's Finn, bro, right there. Look at him, King of the Reindeer. Olaf. This trailer says nothing.
No, literally no words. I'm pretty sure no words. It's just like, look how great the animation
is. Yeah, this is just them being like, you think Aladdin looks bad? Check out Frozen 2, because we can still do it. Will Smith sucks, BTW. It's rewind time. Like, I feel like that's what Disney was doing right here, you know? Who's she cutting, dude? Who's she slicing?
Slicing November in half at the box office. That's what.
I mean, why would you release a movie this year that if you're not Disney? Like, just don't. Just don't,
no,
dude.
No, man.
Like, Alita Battle Angel is the only movie that's going to come out between now and Captain Marvel that I think anyone's going to see.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's going to see it. It's the only movie people I think are trying... Like, I think that's the only movie companies that aren't Disney are trying to get people to go see. Mm. And ironically, I think it's Fox. So Disney also kind of owns it.
It's James Cameron.
Yeah. Did you know he wrote that movie? I was not into seeing Alita Battle Angel until I learned that James Cameron wrote that movie. Hmm.
All I know was he gave over Team Avatar because he wasn't done writing the Avatars when they were doing post-production on this. And they had like 6 months to produce some stuff and they came up with crazy...
I thought Alita was like a comic book or something.
Yeah, like the designs for the characters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. Would you call Disney a good monopoly?
It's a manga, man.
They're not.
Manga.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get it right.
I'm sorry. Disney.
Genooks or
Disney
something.
Isn't a monopoly. It's not. Just because they're big and they make better stuff than their competition doesn't make you a monopoly.
Yeah.
Universal Studios is 20 feet from Walt Disney World. And certain morons like it better. That's fine.
Dude, Universal is so much better than Disney.
It is not.
It really is.
Yeah, I got one word for you. Country Bear Jamboree, dude.
Don't want to ever go to that. That sounds horrible.
That is one of the greatest things I've ever experienced, dude. Animatronic bears coming down from the ceiling, singing songs, while the animatronic moose on the wall dances. Okay?
Dude, what's up with Disney and creating robots?
Dude, their animatronics
are
stupid.
You see that flying-ass robot that they made?
Dude, why wouldn't they? They got more money than anything.
They made a robot that can do, like, stunt jumps to where they don't have to risk stunt people to do, like, the motion of a person so they can capture it and then CGI somebody on top of it.
Don't do that.
They did it.
That's how the robot apocalypse started.
Dude, it looks real as shit.
What's up, Dominaria? It does have Harry Potter. That's true. The Harry Potter world is cool, but you have to go see the rest of the stuff.
That's the main part.
They're going to add Nintendo stuff to the Universal Studios as well. So, that might be cool. But, I don't know. It's not a monopoly. Like, there are plenty of other movies, television shows, and other things out there. It just feels like a monopoly because they're really good at marketing.
They're not really good. They have, like, the best fucking names.
Well, but they created that.
I mean, that is good. They have all Pixar, which is... I don't know what about it. I don't know if it's the story or the animation or what.
You know,
I think it's both.
Most of those people
art
left.
Art direction and story.
Did you know that?
No.
Like, almost all of the original story people have left in the last year. So Pixar, like the new one that's coming out with Tom Holland, whatever that one is, we haven't seen it. They were just announced is going to be like the first Pixar movie that's ran under like new Pixar to see if it's good. It's weird because like... You wouldn't think five people would make a big difference in like the direction of a company that large, but I mean, you look at Disney in the 90s where they're making Brother Bear 2, and you look at Disney now under Bob Iger and they're making Infinity War. It is kind of amazing how one, two, three really brilliant people can steer a company in a completely different direction, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird. Like Paramount, they just gave J.J. Abrams a bunch of money to make more Star Trek movies, and Disney, they're making the Marvel Universe.
So Star Wars?
Well,
they
yeah.
tainted it, man.
No, Star Wars, dude, you
they
say it's tainted,
it.
But you look at it on a spreadsheet, Star Wars is doing just fine.
I mean, it's doing fine. It's not doing as good as they want.
You're going to go see the next one, aren't you?
Yeah, because
okay.
it's supposed to retcon the last one.
Then they win. They got you, dude.
They did. They got all the money for the last one, and then they're like, we're going to fix it.
Yeah, they got you, dude.
And then they're going to shit on
it. What if they do that with the genie, and he's terrible, and then they come out with Aladdin 2, and the genie is great?
That will not work.
It's Aladdin again, and it's the exact same movie, but with good genie.
All I remember is genie turning into a gigantic turtle island.
I don't... I mean, we could search for it. Genie as a... Turtle. Eugenie and the King of Thieves, maybe? I honestly, is this a TV show?
Nope.
I don't see anything turtle-ish.
As an Genie Island, Aladdin.
A Turtle Island.
Google image it, man. I'm telling you, it's a thing. unless my fucking young brain is lying to me. It's a thing.
Genie, Aladdin, Turtle Island. How do you spell island? Why is there an S in there?
It's silent.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's it.
This is what you saw.
Yeah, that's it, right?
The Vanishing Isle from the Disney Wiki. Let's go look.
I don't know.
Let's research, man. The Vanishing Isle is a great marble fortress built on the back of a gigantic sea turtle that periodically dives to the bottom of the ocean. It is the location of the golden hand of Midas with it. Kasim and Aladdin fought Saluk on the item assisted by Jasmine, Carpet, Abu, and Genie.
There you go.
It is from Aladdin and the King of Thieves.
Yeah, so that's the one I've seen.
What even is that? It's Aladdin 3, King of Thieves, 1996. Remember earlier when I was talking about him making Brother Bear 2 in the 90s? This is one of those movies.
Yeah.
Aladdin 3, it's a direct-to-video film. First chapter of the Arabian Nights-inspired Disney stories that began with the third theatrical feature Aladdin and continued with its first direct-to-video sequel, The Return of Jafar, and the Aladdin animated TV series? Robin Williams voiced the genie?
Yeah. What? Why? What?
I don't know. I just I feel like if Robin Williams was in it, it probably is good. I also thought Robin Williams was mad at Disney and he never did it. I don't think he's in the second one.
Really?
I mean, look. Let's see. Nick Van Timmy was the only Aladdin full-length production without the original voice of Genie. He was replaced by Dan Castellaneta, best known for Homer Simpson. He also voiced the genie in the animated series as well as in Kingdom Hearts. Dude, I didn't know Robin Williams had that much time, to be honest. I'm impressed. Dude, good for him. Ooh, nice new vape, man. It's white.
Yeah, my other
your
one.
Duct tape one didn't hold out for
it. It broke.
Sorry to hear that, dude.
I went right after the show Sunday.
Just got a new one? Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Fucking glassware. Also, they sell like little, you know, like the silicone wristbands that you get.
Uh-huh.
They sell a silicone ring that you can put right here around it, which I was supposed to buy when I went and got this.
Like, so why? So you don't drop? It's not slippery?
I forgot.
Acid wants to see your vape, bro. Here, hold it up to this camera.
So, why?
Because it'll focus.
That one.
There's the vape.
It's a little tiny. Ain't gonna focus on shit. What are you talking about? Yeah, it's cracked white. It refocused.
You saw it for a second. It's good enough. Oh. You saw it for a second. It's fine. It's fine. Robin Williams was the man, dude. He was the man.
Vape juice, man. Let me put it in my throat.
Depression sucks, dude.
Why, people
because Robin Williams, oh, yeah. He committed suicide, man. It
yeah,
sucks.
Man. Fucking what's his face?
It's the worst, dude. That's the worst.
The Joker.
Yeah, another one.
Okay.
Sucks.
Yep.
Okay, we only got 2 minutes left, man. We should really end the show right now, but I want to talk about this. This website, this is thispersondoesnotexist.com. And all it does is when you refresh the website,
combine faces,
is show you a face that does not exist based off AI.
Yeah, no, I've seen that.
Isn't that weird? Like, if I was a video game developer or something, like, I'd just bookmark this. Be like, all right, here's our next villain, you know? Here's some lady in a tea shop. He's not in the game. She's not in the game. She's not in the game. Not in the game. Not in the game.
That's weird, man.
I broke their servers. She's not in the game.
Dumb
ex-girlfriend, maybe?
Who made this?
I don't know, man. Find the villain for Sahara Money Drop. Okay. Let's find him, dude. Maybe.
Just generic white guy?
Yeah, it might work. I don't know. He needs to probably look a little bit more menacing.
None of these people are going to look menacing, though. That's
dude, why not?
Thing. Some of these you can tell are kind of...
Yeah, poorly. Some of them are like look at that guy's face over on the side. Like, this one looks like he's got a narwhal coming up. Like, behind, like, you can't see it. Our faces are there. Let me get rid of our faces. Like, this looks like there's, like, some type of evil eel coming up behind him, you know? Like, her forehead's kind of messed up. She could be a secretary. Yeah. That's a man boy. Oh, he might be good for the villain. I could say, like, we could make him like some type of evil computer hacker guy.
Yeah.
Why are we picking a person that doesn't exist to star in our live action
That's
movie?
A good point.
This should be for the Sahara Money Drop video game adaptation or the anime that comes afterwards.
The fucking what?
Hey, you wanna? Okay, this is probably I've already done this, but I want you to know because you didn't hear me talk on my stream about Maniche, did you?
No.
So, game hard? Like he's mad at Skyrim being hard and he just said game hard? He's a legend. Okay. So, you know that we've had this discussion multiple times about Menace and how he says his name, you know, because he has a podcast on Duo, duo.com, DEWOH.com/JPP. It's Jesse's private party. Okay. He's got a podcast on there. So his real name's Jesse. And his name in Twitch is MeNice 421, but I've been reading it for a year as Menace. Mm-hmm. But it's actually MeNice. And how we came up with Maniche is we asked him once in one of his streams, how are you going to introduce yourself? You know, like you come to my stream, like, hey guys, it's BZ Swigs. Like I say my name. How's he going to say his name? And ever since he's been saying it, I'm Menace, MeNice, Maniche, however you want to say it. You know, he's been saying that. I got him, dude.
Is he getting him?
He messed up.
Hey, guys. It's me, Jesse. I'm here with Mike, Jason. We're getting ready to start another podcast.
You ready?
I also uploaded the last episode today, so you can find our new episode on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you listen to us. And we're also recording a new episode tonight on twitch.tv/MeNice421. That's MENICE 421.
He said me nice, dude. Got him.
That's Maniche.
I mean, I agree it's Maniche, but...
Maniche.
He's been trying to be mysterious, but he realized that he can't promote stuff and be mysterious. He's got to pick one. Now, you could argue and be like, I said me nice because, you know, I pulled a Colby or I pulled a Duo, and, like, no one knows how to say Menace. If you spell it incorrectly, they're going to go to Menace 421. You know, so you say me nice, people will type me nice 421, you know, me caveman, you know, but... Mm.
You got him, did you?
I'm also, you know, while we're just on this tangent, I'm really upset because I can't get twitch.tv/duo.
Why not?
If I go and I try to sign up, it says this username is taken. But if I go to twitch.tv/duo, it says that this content doesn't exist.
Uh-oh. What?
That's their 404 page.
Hmm.
So you tell me how Duo has registered on Twitch already.
Email him.
Who?
Twitch. support@twitch.tv.
I'm just going to... You just assume that works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hey, it's me, Mr. Duo. I would like to get Duo, please.
Yeah. So we have a podcast network. Redirects me to a 404 page every time I see it. Is this account active or can I take this username? See if it works.
I don't know how to handle you being level-headed and smart.
It happens occasionally.
You should
email and say, why the fuck this don't work?
Well, my first...
Pull up at TV Switch Duo, whatever. Let me see it. Give me the content. I know it exists. It says it exists. Give it to me. If you don't give it to me, I'm going to come to your house, shoot your whole family.
Oh my God.
They're going to burn alive in hell if you don't give me this username.
Wow, you even stopped where you were going. I'm worried what was going to come next. It's going to be something about the devil.
Burning in hell. Yeah, that was too much. I just cursed the whole family to hell.
Taylor, that's the most heartwarming joke and best joke you could have made. Everything that you've roasted me for the past 6 months is forgiven.
Fuck
because
you, Taylor,
because of
you
that.
Ass.
Like, no one's going to understand ass. What she did. Do you even understand what she did?
I know what she did.
What did she do? How's that related to what I do?
You used to open the fucking show by saying duo.com. It's like do on a leaf and O, and then you'd make something the fuck up.
So you know. All
yes,
right.
I fucking know.
It's you.
I listen to your content.
It's you and her. You're the only people that know that.
Mm.
I literally almost told that story today on the stream about how I used to do that because Bird Law was like, I always want to say D-Wah. And they're like, well, I want to say Bird Lear. Like, it makes me so mad that it's not his fault. It's just a stupid name. That was a pure rage. That had been held inside me since he said that during my stream. That had just been sitting in there boiling.
Was DUOH.com taken when you signed up?
Duo? You know what I should have named it? Sponge. Or anything that wasn't a made-up word. Yes. That's what I should have named it. What did Cameron want to name it the other day?
Pineapple.
It was like something kiwi. Something kiwi.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what it was. But
sex kiwi?
It wasn't sex kiwi. That was my stripper name. I don't remember, but it was something kiwi.
I can't either. Tropical kiwi?
I'm just going to shut it down and merge it with Raptor Teeth. I just don't want to remake a whole website.
You're lazy.
It's a lot of work.
You're lazy.
You know how hard it is to merge Printful stuff?
Oh, I bet.
It's actually impossible. I think
what's on Duo's Printful?
No, I'm talking about if I wanted to add all the podcasting stuff to Raptor Teeth.
Yeah, that's different.
I would have to put all the shop pages behind. I would basically have to build a website in secret. And then all in one fell swoop, push all of the shop behind all these new things.
That makes no sense.
It makes sense.
Just leave the pages where they're at, add new ones.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I couldn't do it piecemeal.
Why not?
Because then you just have half a site. I also am attached to Duo because I started
some
it
dumbass
12 years ago.
Yeah. Where's it gone? What's it done for
it's
you?
Done
burn it
nothing, dude.
Let the past die.
Let the past die. I do like that movie for that exact reason. I should channel my inner Rian Johnson.
Hey, you know what's going to come back in episode 9? The past.
It didn't die.
It did not.
What if that's like past can't die? Like
yeah, it's like the
zombie past.
I forget what I heard. The Return of the Force or something like that.
Dude, if that's what the name is, we're not going.
Right? It's got to be something less dumb than
if
that.
It's the Return of the Force, we're not going to the movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to protest it. You can go see it and you can tell me the entire plot on the show. I am not giving anyone money if it's Star Wars Return of the Force. Okay? It's not going to be that. No one's that dumb.
What's it going to be then, man?
Star Wars Episode 9. Money, please! That's what it's gonna be. That's what it's gonna be.
Fucking Park and Rex reference?
Yeah. Money, please. Alright, guys. If you're watching live at twitch.tv/SethandColby, don't go anywhere. We're gonna take a quick break so we can all pee, get some water, and do all that stuff, because Gilbert ruined my throat!
Don't cough. What is that? Is that coffee?
It's tea.
That'll soothe you. That soothes your throat.
Well, no, I mean,
does it soothe your throat there,
any,
man?
Any liquid soothes my throat.
Oh, the English accent comes out at the end.
Oh, you are gonna do it, you are.
It's always Australian, though. I can't do the English. It's part English. They founded the colonies down there.
I'll handle the English, bruv. You do the Australian.
I could do the Australian all day, bruv.
We broke asses for day crawl.
You fuckers.
All right. Well,
how do you say fuckers?
It's with
fuckers?
An O. It's like with an O.
You fuckers.
Yeah, like...
Fuckers?
No, like the fuckers? E is at the end, but it's the O instead of a U.
You fuckers.
Like it's the movie.
No, they don't pronounce R's. English people do not pronounce
R's. So F-O-C-K-A-R?
Fuckers?
Maybe.
Meet the fuckers?
Wait, the show's ending! Okay, everyone, it's still here.
About to end, and we're gonna start a Twitch channel. All right,
We're going to go play. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. Detroit Become Human. Colby's playing it. Part 5. Stick around and watch that. If you're listening to the audio version or the video on demand, thanks. Come to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit follow. Sub to the channel. Support us. Give us your money, please. Please.
Money, please, Daddy. Money,
money.
Please.
Money. I find it easier just to give it to them. Money, please. All right, we are your children, and we need allowance, all right? So thank you for listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you're listening. All the links, Twitter.com, Instagram.com, Facebook.com/SethandColby. If you want to download the podcast, it's SethandColby.com, and if you want merch, RapperTeeth.live.
Any site.
It's a place to get it.
.com/SethandColby. It's
yes,
something.
It probably is, yeah.
Pornhub.com/...
We both went to the same place. Don't check those out, okay? Those are our private lives. All right? Colby has lots of exes on there that can't find out they're on that site.
Wow.
I put them up there.
Okay.
Yeah. So technically, he's not legally liable.
They were there.
Yeah, you can go back, live memories. What a great Valentine's Day history story for us right there. Okay, we're leaving. Bye. Thank you. But we're not leaving. We'll be back in five minutes. Don't go anywhere. We love you. All right. We'll see you in a second. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.